Good Erev Shabbos. This is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi continues for Shabbat Vayikra with Chapter 9 of Nedarim, Mishnayot 4 and 5. One quick point: yesterday in Mishnah Gimel, we mentioned someone made a neder not to go in a house because there was a bad dog there, a scary barking dog. He didn't know the dog had died. And since it's about to be Purim, it's interesting to note that Esther herself, Queen Esther, called Haman a dog. And then the Gemara in Megillah 15b explains that Tehillim 22, Psalms chapter 22, is basically in accordance with Esther, maybe written by Esther, maybe it was a prophecy about the tribulations of Esther, and she says, you know, Hashem, why are you not with me? Why don't I don't feel you're with me right now? Maybe it's because I called Haman a dog, and a dog is not so threatening, and then she calls him a lion. So in Psalms 22, she calls Haman a dog, and that's not so bad, so then she calls him a lion to beseech more divine assistance in her mission to save Am Yisrael. So back to Nedarim, Mishnah Daled, Va'odam Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir also said, so yesterday Rabbi Meir said if someone had a mistake and their neder was based on a mistake, it's as if it's a conditional neder, and we should be able to annul that based on that implied condition, implied tonight. So Rabbi Meir also added, Potchin lo, we can open a neder, we can annul a neder for someone, min hakatuv shebatorah, from a verse in the Torah, va'omrim lo, and we'll tell him, ilu hayita yodea, if you had known, or maybe he knew, but he wasn't thinking about it at the time, if you had been thinking, she'ata over, that you would be violating all lo tikom, on the pasuk lo tikom, do not take revenge, the al lo titor, or do not bear a grudge, the all, or on the pasuk, v'lo tisna et ahicha b'bavecha, do not hate your fellow in your heart, the haftal recha kamocha, love your fellow as yourself, the famous verse we make a song about in Vayikra in Leviticus chapter 19, coming up, the chei achicha imach, and your brother should live with you, meaning, you know, be able to do business with you and be supported through you, that's in Vayikra chapter 25, Shema Yane, maybe because of your neder, you're not going to do any business, he'll become poor, he'll become impoverished. You won't be able to give him any food, as we've seen before. Sometimes there was a neder made against someone, and then he was in a desperate situation and needed food. But even a neder not to do business with someone will impact his parnasa, his livelihood. The Amar, and the vower will say in response, Ilo hayti yodea, if only I had known, if only I'd been thinking about this, Shehu Ken, that when I made the neder, it would create this halachic reality, where I'm, you know, sowing disunion and vengeance and bearing a grudge and not loving my neighbor. Lo hayiti noder. I wouldn't even have made the neder. Hare ze mutter. He is now opened. We can open up the neder based on this. Basically, talking him through these verses in the Torah about how we need to be, you know, united with our brothers and helping them and supporting them and doing business with them, and now he's doing this neder, which distances him, makes these things impossible. So Rabbi Meir says that's a valid way to undo a neder. The Mishnah Hey brings another way to open a neder. Potchin l'adam, we can annul someone's neder, b'ketuvat ishto, with the kesuva of his wife, the marriage contract of his wife. The Mishnah brings an example. Maisa, and there was a event, be'echad, with one man, shenadar me'ishto, hana. He made a ban of hana to his wife. Now, as we've seen before in Nedarim and in Ketuvot, we mentioned that such a ban makes the marriage impossible to last, and there's a bit of a time limit we discussed in Ketuvos, you know, to get this neder annulled before they would have to end the marriage. V'haita Ketuvata, and it was her marriage contract, arba meot dinarim, 400. Now recall, the default is 100 or 200, so here it's 400. It's pretty big. U'balifnei Rabbi Akiva, this man came to Rabbi Akiva, v'chivo liten la Ketuvata. Rabbi Akiva obligated him to give the ksuva. He came, he said, I made this neder against the wife. She can have no benefit from me. You know, what should I do? He says, listen, you made such a neder. You're going to have to end the marriage. You have to pay her the full amount. Amar lo, he said to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi, shmona meot dinarin chiniach abba. He said, 800 dinar is what our father left to us when he passed away. V'natol achi, and my brother took arba meot, 400. Vani arba meot, and I took 400. So he's saying, I only have $400 in the bank. Lo daya, wouldn't it be good enough, shetitol himatayim, that she takes, the wife, soon-to-be ex-wife, takes 200, vani matayim, and I'll take 200. So he's saying, maybe we should go back to the default amount. Maybe she, you know, she's 200 is the default ketuvah. I'll just give her that. You know, to give her the whole thing, the whole 400, it's too much. I'll have nothing left. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva responds, Afilu even atamocher saroshecha. Even if you have to sell the hairs on your head, atanotin lo ketuvata. You have to give her the entire ketuvah amount that you wrote for her when you got married, all 400, even if now you have to sell your hair for shetels in order to eat. Amar lo, he said to Rabbi Akiva, Ilu ha'iti yodeya shuken. If only I had known that this was the situation, that there'd be no way to compromise on the amount I owe her, lo ha'iti noder, I would not have made such a powerful, impactful neder against my wife, etir Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva allowed, released the neder on this basis. Hopefully he also did some marital counseling with this couple, you know, not just open the netter based on this guy looking at the bank account, but, you know, found some way to advise him about the marriage in general. Yishar kochachem, Shabbat shalom.